Yes. The top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Three. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Money. Get away.
Uh-oh. Even trying to do the right thing, people are doing the wrong thing.
Oh, no. Another case of that?
Yeah. Richard Branson. You see this? He announced a benefit concert that's going to sort of be like Live Aid, but for Venezuela. And they're going to do it in Colombia on the border with Venezuela in a town I can't pronounce.
Caracas?
No. Cachuta. Cacuta.
Oh.
Cuchuchuchuta. Cuchuta. No matter how I do it, it sounds dirty.
We need David Miranda to say that.
Mm-hmm. Is he back there? Is he in the newsroom?
Let's go.
No, he left.
we got people for everything around
we
here.
We do. We got people.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Translators, you name it.
And now Roger Waters, the music legend, Roger Waters, of course, started his career at Pink Floyd, entered the fray criticizing the concert and citing concerns over the ramifications of foreign intervention.
I have friends who are in Caracas right now. There is... So far, no civil war, no mayhem, no murder, no apparent dictatorship, no mass imprisonment of opposition, no suppression of the press. None of that is going on, even though that is the narrative that is being sold to the rest of us. So we just need to back off, particularly Richard Branson.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. He's so mad about... It's not on the Virgin label. That's the first thing he's mad about.
They tried to check that first.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel, my friend, please call me. I want to talk to you about this because it's very easy to be led down a garden path that ends in regime change. Do we really want Venezuela to turn into another Iraq or Syria or Libya? I don't. And neither do the Venezuelan people.
All right.
Well, okay, Bob, I suggest you get there. Or Roger, in this
Roger.
Case. Roger. Thinking about Bob Geldof for a second. Roger, you should get there. And make sure that none of that is actually happening. He's talked to friends. You know, I talk to friends, too. But if he's got friends there, they're living in the mountains in beautiful homes. Right?
I'm sure they are.
Overlooking some sort of body of water. I think that you don't want it in regime change. You got a crazy dictator. It's dictator after dictator. The U.S. we're politicizing that. I couldn't figure out why the president was so interested in Venezuela because he doesn't really seem to be all that interested in foreign intervention and things.
Mm-hmm.
But he got very interested in Venezuela and started supporting this guy. And he doesn't seem to care. It's America first, right? That's been the whole thing. And then I realized what he's doing. All he's doing here, Donald Trump is interested in this because this is a socialist regime that has created economic chaos in a country. And so he wants to tie that to American politics. He wants to tie the Democrats to socialists like the Venezuelan socialists. You already saw them tip their hand on it this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason he wants to get involved in this. Is it's politics. I've never met a guy, I know a lot of politicians, never met a politician who every breathing moment was a political decision. I mean, for a guy who's an amateur at this, I mean, it's at some point you got to bring the real. You got to bring the who are you really? What do you stand for really? All right. That's just me. Jacking in it.
Number four.
Today at the White House, the president, speaking of him, the president's in this. His take on the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and his big media blitz that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
In a rant delivered while he was seated alongside Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, who looks like he's 12 years old, by the way. If you see the video of this later, you're gonna wonder, did that guy just win America's Got Talent? Who is that that's sitting there with him? That is the Austrian Chancellor. Would they make them younger and younger every year?
He looked very uncomfortable.
And he had some choice words for McCabe, including this comparison.
Well, I think Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days, and he really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover. I think he's a disaster. And what he was trying to do was terrible, and he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, he's suing you, too. So there's that. We'll see. We will see what happens there.
Yeah, that one has a lot more to go.
He is a disgraced man. He was terminated, not by me, he was terminated by others. The IG report was a disaster from his standpoint. Anybody reading the IG report would say, how could a man like this be involved with the FBI? And the FBI has some of the greatest people, some of the finest people you'll ever meet. But this man is a complete disaster.
Well, there is some explaining to do. The stuff that he has brought up.
What you need to know the answers to is what he's bringing up. Is it true? He's actually calling the president a potential Russian agent working for the Russians.
Asset, basically
working for their interests above the United States interests.
Right. Might be an unintentional asset. So it is the excerpts of the book that I have read right now are pretty. I mean, that if they're not true, it is the most detailed delusion I've ever seen. He's got details and he's handed over stuff. Now, we're also being told that the Mueller report may be released to the Attorney General as early as next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if any of this. This is coming to a head, one way or the other, coming to a head. Kim Gordon's in the WGN newsroom. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe from victim to suspect, new developments in the case of Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
If you saw her on stage, you'd never know why losing her sight has never changed her artistic vision. Thursday night's cover story on WGN TV News at 9.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Rick Hahn, general manager of the White Sox, spoke with Steve Cochran and Justin Kaufman in an interview that is going to air tomorrow morning at 8:20 a.m. on 720 WGN. And the only thing that Steve wanted to know was...
Who are we going to get now?
Well, I can't give you an answer exactly to that. All I can tell you is that obviously we were very aggressive in our pursuit of Manny, and despite it not turning out the way any of us had hoped, it certainly doesn't deter us from continuing to be aggressive. And I don't know when exactly this money is going to be spent, but I can assure you it will be spent, and it will be spent towards furthering our goal of putting us in a position to win multiple championships.
That didn't make me feel better.
No.
My hunch is he's making phone calls about Bryce Harper. I just don't think he wants to say that publicly and get the fans' hopes up again.
Oh.
It's my hunch.
I was just talking to Father Dan Brandt from the Chicago Police Department, who's wearing Sox swag when he's walking in here.
Just
not official uniform. He's wearing his police vest with Sox swag underneath it. And
a real rule follower,
yeah.
Father Dan.
And he was like, it was a dark cloud following him over his head.
Yeah. Not happy.
Yeah. Sox fans not happy about this because they do feel snookered, and it kind of plays into that disappointment that has, you know, hung in the organization for so long. And that behind the Cubs thing, even when they were better than the Cubs, they always, there's an inferiority complex that sets in, and this kind of does it. And so they got to do something because they have the opportunity to do something big.
Yeah,
they're
do.
On the precipice of greatness right here, right now.
Can feel it.
Time to strike.
I'm available.
And me too.
If you're looking for an arm,
if they want it, yeah. I'm a righty. You have to learn to throw lefty, though.
You can turn to publicity stunts. Get the radio guys out there.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that didn't work out well for them in the 1970s, as I recall.
Number 2.
Barack Obama is slamming hip-hop and rap music for perpetuating stereotypes. Rooted in toxic masculinity. That's a new term. That's a term I've learned this year. Toxic masculinity. You familiar with that?
I am. Maybe it'll make the Webster's new words.
The former president took the stage with Steph Curry at the My Brother's Keeper Alliance Summit celebrating the 5th anniversary of Youth Support and Violence Prevention, a group he created during his time in office. He spoke about what it means to be a man and how to fight stereotypes.
Let me say this. If you are really confident about your financial situation, you probably are not going to be wearing an 8-pound chain around your neck, because you know, oh, I got bank. I don't have to show you how much I got. If you are very confident about your sexuality, you don't have to have 8 women around you twerking. I mean, why are you all like, you seem stressed that you got to be acting that way, because I've got one woman who I'm very happy with.
Go, Michelle.
What's interesting is I'd like to point something out mathematically. This is an actual true mathematical reality.
Okay. There's math involved.
If you have a gigantic gold chain around your neck, uh-huh, and 8 women twerking around you, that gold chain will be owned by those 8 women within 3 weeks. Finally,
number one.
Valentine's Day may have come and gone, but we're willing to bet that one Kentucky man has not stopped hearing about the gift that he gave his wife. Alan Harris accidentally got his wife Nina turnips instead of tulips.
Oh.
Thinking that that's what she said she wanted the night before.
I went and got the bucket and put the turnips in the bucket. It says, I love you on it. And I went in there and got her coffee and... here you go.
He wasn't paying attention. He just said, yes, I know.
I thought you said turnips. No, I said tulips. And I was like, but when we was going to bed, I misunderstood you. And yeah, I really did a boo-boo on that one.
Who would get your wife turnips?
It's kind of adorable.
Only in Kentucky, guys, let me tell you.
You own that, right?
Yeah. I do.
Now, didn't you think it would be more likely to happen in Tennessee? Because I sort of did. Certainly Arkansas.
Nah.
I wouldn't tell you what. My wife asked me if she could have a trip on a big ship. And I totally misunderstood what she said.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Mercy, that did not work out well for nobody.
Points for effort.
I really did a boo-boo on that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. All right, wrap this thing up.
The top 5 at 5.